Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So glad to be with you, you and you again today. Oh, yes, I want to send you lots of love, hugs, and, of course, our prayers go out to you, 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 and you today. Hoping and praying that your weekend was nice and safe. Didn't eat too much? Okay, praise God. And we thank God that you're still here. And we're going to bring to you today someone to pray. Praise God. All right, let's get Bishop Porter to pray for you today, the sick and the shut in.
Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning to bless you, to glorify you, to give you praise, to give you glory. Oh God, for another day, we thank you for another broadcast, oh God, as we come, oh God, before you to call on your holy, righteous, and everlasting name. Lord, we ask you now to stretch out your hand, oh God, on this prayer list that we bring before you in the matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you, O God, for a touch from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet. Lord, we thank you, knowing that you took a strike for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. And we give you praise for it. And we thank you, sir, knowing that by your stripes that we are already healed, we are delivered and set free. And Lord, we ask you to touch those that's in hospitals and rehab and men wards. Lord, we ask you to touch this morning. Lord, we bring this prayer list before you this morning. And Lord, we thank you now, O God, for strengthening each and every one of them from the crown of their head to the soles of their very feet. And Lord, we give you praise for that. And Lord, we realize that there is nothing too hard for thee, nothing that you cannot do. And Lord, we give you praise for it. Oh, we look to you because we realize that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, there is no God like thee. And Lord, we give you praise for victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we ask you to bless the broadcast on today, knowing that your word will not go out and return to you void, but it will accomplish what it pleases. And we give you praise for it. And we thank you, O God, for the listeners today, for those that are tuning in, oh God, or whatever means they may be listening to this broadcast. And Lord, we ask you now, oh God, to encourage their hearts and let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them, that you will always be there till the end of the age. And we give you praise for that. And this is thy servant pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen and amen again to you. Now, if we didn't get your name in or get you in prayer, we didn't talk about your conditions, what have you, it means you haven't called. 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Call us while we're on the air and just let us chat a little bit, you know, just a little bit. Let us know if you're enjoying the broadcast or not, or getting anything out of it. Let us know. We'll try to make sure we get something in that you're interested in. Okay? Would you do that? Do that for me here. You remember now, I love you now. I really do. And I want the best for you. Yes, yes, yes. Let me give you the word of today. Give you a word, okay? You mean to give you this word today? Yes. We are most like beasts when we kill. We are most like men when we judge. We are most like God when we forgive. We are most like beasts when we kill. We are most like men when we judge. We are most like God when we forgive. Which one are you most like today? I sure trust that it's God. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, you know, we're here today. Yes, yes, yes. And, oh, yeah, we have a room full here. And, oh, we have you on the other end there, the other end of the line. We have Pastor Sharon. We have, listen to the dignitaries we have. Bishop Porter and, you know, our own, we call her pastor. We do call her pastor. She's not a pastor as of yet. She haven't answered the call yet. Dunchy on the line, too. And, of course, you, our friends, those that are listening on a continual basis, we have you today. All these dignitaries, do you see? And those of you that in foreign places, you know you are a dignitary. And don't let nobody tell you any difference. You're very important to God. And listen, God has a title for you. You know, let you know that you are very important to him, okay? Amen, amen. I know we forgot one. Forgot two. We got Sister Diane, our prayer warrior and engineer and all. And we also got the prophet Nathan. If you hear some noise, you know that's coming from him. Praise God. He want to preach with you when you preach. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, today we're gonna talk about something familiar to everybody. Okay, I'm just going to be with you just a short while because we got others that can got something to say, and we're going to kind of go with something that's familiar with everybody, mostly everybody. If you are not familiar with faith, I don't know, are you saved? Are you a Christian? I'll have to ask a question then, Matt. But we're going to start today with Hebrews the 10th chapter, okay? And we're going to go do it the 23rd verse. We're going to start with this. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And we're going to talk about that, too. Hold on to your faith today. And as I was looking at these words that I've written here, you know, bless God, I thought about Pastor Dungy. I really thought about her, you know, and her series of books on faith is no accident. And, you know, I thought about that a great deal today. Faith is no accident. And I thought about that we oftentimes allow things to shake our faith, don't we? Yeah. We oftentimes let something shake our faith. And when it shake our faith, we don't have anything to hold on to. But today we're just going to let everybody encourage you. Those of you whose faith has looked like you can't find it and, you know, you lost it somewhere or another. Somebody did a lot of talking and talk you out of believing in God or God's man or woman or something. You know, there's all kind of ways you can lose faith because of other things, other people. See, but God says that in the Bible he wrote, he had made sure this got written in the Bible, let us, all of us hold fast to the profession of our faith. Let me tell you, See, you started out with faith, didn't you? You started out believing God. That's why when the preacher asks you to come to the front and you know, some people say, you know, come up at altar call, make not an altar call for salvation. They make an altar call for church membership, okay? And you think the church membership was being saved, but it's not. You did not make that profession. You did not confess that Jesus is Lord in your life and all of those nice words there that you need to be professing. You didn't do that now, did you? So therefore, now we're going to have to start you all over again. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Now, you got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, didn't you? You got to believe his coming into the world. Why? You have to believe that when he came through Mary, the virgin, you got to believe that, you know. Now, you cannot have it if you ain't believing this stuff, huh? You hear me? You can't believe. You can't have nothing. What faith you have? Faith in who? You do have faith to walk across the street now because he did say he gave every man a measure of faith. So you got a measure of it, huh? Now, but you don't have your faith in God. You just believe in yourself that you could walk across the street without getting hit. Or you can sit in the chair and it won't fall, won't put you on the floor. Now, it takes faith to sit in that chair and believe that chair going to hold you up. It takes faith that you're going to drive that car down the street. You know what you're doing because your mind could blink out and it could be gone. See? But you have faith that when you get in there and you turn that wheel, you turn that key on, that it's going to start up. So that's your measure that you have. Okay? See, you got that kind of faith. You got that. But you don't do what? You don't relate it to God. You don't say it's God kind of faith. You don't say, God, give me that faith. If I got that kind of faith, then I can believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. See, you don't have that faith yet. So, but now just going up to the altar, giving the preacher your hand, and he taking your name, putting your name on the roll, you are not saved just like that, all right? And many people tell the people, oh, you joined the church, now you're saved. You are not saved when you join the church. You've got to join Jesus Christ and have faith in him, believing who he is, why he came. And he died, and on the third day he rose. You've got to believe all of that. You get the picture here today. I'm just trying to get you someplace here today because so many times I hear people say, well, I got saved when I was a young age, or I got saved this time. And some of them I heard the preacher say, you know, would you become a member of this church and all that? Now you saved. You're not saved. I don't know why he would say that, but you're not saved, you see. And you're going to have to find out where you are right now. Now, listen, if you look at Hebrews, what did Hebrews, also in Hebrews 11 chapter, what did he say? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, you might have never seen God, but you have faith in him, in his word, what you've heard, what the preacher, teacher, evangelist, prophet, or whoever told you, whatever the word was, you have faith in it, even though you haven't seen him. You got faith in him, don't you? You believe what they have taught you. Now, when you get that, your faith is what? Being ignited, isn't it? It's being ignited. And now you can say, I got some faith here. Now, you get sick and you got someone praying for you. Come on, I'm just going through a little short way with this, and I'm going to give it to these experts, okay? All right, or if you're on the other end, you want to jump in, you can jump right in, and you want to talk about it too. It'd be just fine today, all right? Ah, yes, yes. Because, listen, it takes faith. It takes faith to know you're going to get a paycheck after you work all week. Mm-hmm. And today, you can have faith and your job go belly up and you ain't got no more of anything. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, therefore, what are we going to do? Huh? Have faith. And we're sending faith out today all the way to, where is St. Croix? St. Croix today. We're sending faith out, and I need you all to agree with me together that as we pray that prayer of faith for our faithful listener, our faithful listener, Mr. Benjamin, today, right now, have faith that everything is coming out all right. All right? You and I agreeing together, it's two of us agreeing together, and it's more than two that we're agreeing today by faith for a former brother, praise God, in the Lord. Y'all have to help me now. I'm trying not to say something. Okay, praise God. We are going to pray by faith, believing that it is done because God says he was going to do it. So we are believing this is the eighth day. This is the what? Now faith. Now faith is. Come on, somebody help me say. Now faith is for Mr. Benjamin today. Now faith is. For Mr. Benjamin today. Now faith is for Mr. Benjamin today. Okay? We call those things that be not as though they already were. That is how faith works. And so we are taking charge today by the word of God today, sending it forth before him to accomplish all that is needed right now. Jesus named it, everything is according to God's will and God's plan that it shall be all right. When you trust and believe him, pray and call on his name and agree with someone else, you agree with your friend or whoever, and I'm agree with mine, I'm agree with those here, we all gonna agree together that what? It's all right. It's all right. How about that, y'all? Y'all gonna agree with me? All right. Let's shake heaven now. Shake heaven with our faith. Everyone is on this line today. Shake heaven with your faith. All right? That's what we want. Now faith is. We're not gonna read the rest of that verse. We just gonna say, now faith is whatever you need it to be. If you need healing today, faith is today. That's yours now, N-O-W. It's yours now. Oh, my God. You got some kind of troubles and trials going on in your home. Now faith is yours. Put your name in, put whatever is going on in your life. Put it right in that blank right now. Now faith is mine for thus and so. Come on, come on. You're going to have to do something today. I told you before, you don't just get this just so. Listen here, you're going to have to work. This is the work of it now, huh? Now faith is. Now speak it, speak it, speak it now. Create your miracle right now, okay? Create it right now by the fruit of your lips. Come on, speak it to yourself. Whatever is going on in your neighborhood, in your home or wherever, work on your job or in the school or in whatever you're doing today or going today, look. It's ready. It's ready right now. It ain't getting ready. It's already ready. Now mean it's already ready. Are you waiting for it? Are you going to believe it today? Now we're going to see what? The evidence. We are waiting for the manifestation right now. All right? That's what we're doing. We are waiting for the evidence right now. Every one of you. Are you waiting? Did you say it? Now, if you ain't said it, now don't look for nothing to happen. Huh? But we are looking for action. huh? Now faith is. That's action. We're putting it into action right now. Whatever we want, need, or desire, we're putting it into what? Action now. Hmm? God will answer. Didn't he say he'll answer you? When before you call, he's going to answer. Huh? So we all are calling him at this time, at this hour. Hmm? We are calling him. Hmm? Yesterday, the previous broadcast, we prayed for our dear sister, Sister Dungy. We prayed for her. Yes, because the enemy had tried to do what? Tie her down, try to stop her from going on, from doing what God called her to do. So we took what? We took that and we threw it at the devil, huh? Until we knocked him out. All right? We threw that hard rock at him, the rock which is Jesus. We took and threw it at him, knocked him out, you know, right on out of her, leave her alone. That's what we say. And we say it to you, you and you. Whatever is going on in your life, we say it to you today. Listen, the devil ain't going to have no more control in what you give him. Huh? So stop giving him your power, your control, the control over you, because God is the one should have control of you in his word. That's what should be in control over you. How about that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, bless God. You think the devil ain't going to try you? It don't matter what your title is. Don't matter what church you go to. Don't matter if you say you apostle, prophet, or chief apostle, chief of prophet, or chief of what? Huh? He's still going to do what? Throw arrows at you. He's still going to throw everything he can at you. And he does it constantly. Hmm? He keep trying to keep you because you keep giving in to him. Say, hey, I am saved. I am healed. Remember we preached about I am? Hmm? I am saved. I am healed. I am delivered. See, you keep confessing that. That is what you are. Hmm? That's who I am. And we like to say, I am victorious. My name is victory. So I am victorious in whatever way you come, devil, I'm victorious. I'm not giving you the power over me. Do you get it? Amen. Somebody get it today. I'm going to be stopped there. I'm going to stop in a minute, y'all. I'm going to stop in a few minutes, you know. All right. 1 Corinthians says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Amen. See, be steadfast. I am healed. Keep telling him that until you start feeling it. It start manifesting, huh? Call those things that be not as though they already were. This is what the scriptures say for you to do. Well, you do it. You be steadfast. And the Bible say, unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always calling on the name of the Lord. Always. Don't stop. You feel a little good and then you stop. You know how we do. I feel good. I ain't going to do it no more. Well, no. You don't stop. Just keep saying it anyway. Get in the habit of saying it. That way when he can't get in. Mm-hmm. You stop him in his track. Come on now. Stop the devil right in his track. He said, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You ain't working. And ain't nothing happening. You working for the Lord. Are you telling people about God? You working for the Lord, huh? Are you worshiping him and praising him, huh? You got people doing what? Listening to you. They say, oh, she's praising God. Even though she's a little sick or she don't feel good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May not can say it loud. We seen a Dan the sick was a little sick there, and she was going, you know, she was trying to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, what was happening here? Faith was pushing her right on, even though she wasn't feeling the best. Do you see what I'm saying? Faith was still doing it. She didn't let that sickness shake her faith. She didn't let cause she couldn't feel good. She couldn't hardly walk, you know, or nothing. She, and you know I wasn't going to let her drive nowhere, right? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I've canceled everything. We ain't going nowhere. You know, bless God, because she wasn't feeling good. But we know it was the enemy trying to stop her. You see? Trying to shake her faith, because she get on the line and she tell me, come on and pray, and if we don't get to the church, come on, let's pray, and we got to pray, it's prayer time. And she do this, up and down, you know, helping people. She loves to help people, you see. And so the enemy knows that, so he was doing what? Trying to shake her faith. See? But what did she do? She held on to her faith. And she pressed her way. See, this is pressing time, because so many things are happening in life, in your home life, on the job and everything, and all this rain, and people can't hardly get through nowhere. The floods are going, they can't get to no job, ain't no job going to be open or something. So therefore that does something to your pay, and now you got something else to think about. You see? So now we have to really see where our faith is. Do you see what I'm saying? When you know that you depend on that, you live from paycheck to paycheck. You don't have to, you know. But you do live from paycheck to paycheck. You know you got to depend on God. You're depending on faith or that check. You know the check you get every month? You're depending on that. And you know it don't meet. You know, it bypassed the next month. See, you're still in a hole. You see how it goes? And you still got to do what? Hold on to your faith. Don't let nobody and nothing cause you to lose your faith. Because you know that's what he do. Soon as you are sick, and especially if you go to a doctor and the doctor tell you some bad news, well, you start thinking the worst. I'm finna die. Oh, Lord, I got to have an operation. You gone. And what? The doctor just shook your faith. Huh? Because you're agreeing with him or her. You're agreeing with the doctor. You see? So now what is happening? Your faith is shook. And you ain't going to think of nothing about nothing. Oh, you know he said this. Well, how you doing, Sister Beth? Well, you know the doctor said this and the doctor said that. See, we tried to get our girl here to go to the doctor. We were going to take her right on over to the hospital ourselves. She said, I don't want to go. No, I ain't going. No, I ain't going. I ain't going. You know, and I said, well, you ain't going to die on me, baby. I'll get you out of here. Praise God. You say, now, what happened to your faith? My faith is still going on, because I just want to know what is the problem. I figured out what the problem was, you know, and so when I figured it out, then I told her what the problem was, then I told her what to do about the problem, and, you know, she's hard-headed, and she ain't did it. She wouldn't do it. No. I told on. See, now if God give you a solution for a person's problem, you ain't put no alcohol in it. Praise God. Lay hands on her, Pastor Barnes. Lay hands on her. Praise God. Lay hands on this girl today. Praise the Lord. She feeling better today, though. She much better. She much better. She finally, I got kind of radical, you know. When I get radical, she'll do it. She'll do it when I get radical, you know. And I'm trying to, you know, you tell what you know, and that works.
Come on now.
Things that work. And you know, when you tell people things that work, they go, you know, they won't do it, but they want to still claim sickness. They want to claim, you know, I'm so sick. I'm so sick. You know.
Praise God.
See, this is what people do this. I don't know why people do that. Now, if you go to the prophet and you be telling this to the preacher or whoever, bless God, and God tell him something to tell you to do, to happen, to get it out of you, off of you, or whatever, and you don't do it, well, your faith is gone. You ain't got no faith in the preacher either.
Huh?
You see? You ain't got no faith in the preacher. In other words, don't tell me all these things. I don't want to know. I want it to come if you just say a word. Well, God gave me a word to you to tell you what to do. Now, what else is there to do? Praise God. See, it's just like the little servant told Naaman. What he told Naaman to do? To go dip in a certain water. You see what I'm saying? The water that he was telling him to go in, it was dirty water. See, and he didn't want to go in that water because, you know. But let me tell you, it might have looked dirty to people, but to God, it had the elements of healing. See? You see what we do? We allow faith to get shaken because of how we see things. Okay? Sorry that you should like take care of it, but you know. Bless God. It came right in on time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, and people do that today. And all I know is, I ain't going to tell you how old I am, but I've been around here a long time. I've been around a long time, okay? And I know a few things that will help certain things, okay? And they've been tried and they're true, all right? And then, two, is some depend on what you eat and the way you eat. You see, depends on that, too, you know? And we don't want to listen. See? I was sick once, long time ago, and I went to my pastor, and I told my pastor I was sick, and the pastor asked me, he said, what you eat? What do you eat? And I told her, I say, I eat like a half a loaf of bread, and I drink a liter of Pepsi every day. She said, that's your whole trouble. Forget it. Don't drink and eat no more of that anymore. And, you know, I stopped drinking Pepsis, and I don't drink Pepsis even today. And that condition left, you see. It left because I listened to what God was saying. Now, if you don't want to go to the doctor, you want your faith to be at work, God always has a remedy for every ailment. Did you hear what I'm saying now? But everybody don't be connected to God to get that solution. Do you see? Do you hear what I'm saying? Everybody ain't connected in that manner where God can use them to tell the person, God say do this or that or the other. And the first thing you're going to say is, that don't even sound right. Okay? But when it's tried and true, it works. But then you find out you still got the same sickness because you didn't follow instruction. And it ain't left in about 2-3 weeks, maybe a month or two, it's still there. Because you didn't try it, is that right? So your faith has been shook now because you don't believe what the person say. So now listen, if you don't trust your prophet, you can't get nothing from your prophet. You won't get no healing, no deliverance, no nothing from him or her because you don't trust them. Did you hear that? Hello now. I'm just trying to help you out a little bit, you know, just help you out with that faith, you know. But you've got to trust something. You don't trust the doctor because you ain't doing what the doctor tell you either. See? You ain't doing what Dr. Jesus say either. So you want to be sick and you want people to have pity on you. That's what you want. And you want them to go, oh, it's Sister Mary. She is. Oh, let us pray.
Come on now.
And you want somebody to be praying for you every week, And then every week you still doing the same stuff you were doing before. You know? When God healed you, stop doing what you was doing before you got sick. Do you get it? I ain't going there. I'll leave that one alone. Huh? He say, go and sin no more. That's what he say, don't it?
Yes.
Now, everybody think, well, then they must be out there doing it, huh? They think it's out running around, committing adultery and fornication and all this. It could be eating stuff, too. Huh? It could be your health habits, too. You see what I'm saying? And we want to think all that sin is one sin. It's committing adultery and fornication. That's all we know. You don't know about smoking. That's all we know. We don't know nothing else. There are plenty of sins out there you do. See, if you look over your life and ask God, you'll find a whole bunch of them that you're doing. See, you don't even know you're doing until somebody tell you what they are. All right? And then you wish they hadn't told you so you can keep on doing them. Praise God. People are just strange, or people. People are so strange. I'm finding to be stranger every day. But don't let them shake your faith just because they're strange. Huh? Just because they don't talk the same language you do. Don't let them shake your faith. All right? And know this. Don't let them talk you out of having faith in God, trust in God. I'm not going to talk my dear sister here out of having faith in God. I'm not talking her into, I'm not talking you into not having faith in God. No, I'm telling you, hold on to the faith that you do have. And then ask God, like the disciples say, increase my faith. Huh? Increase my faith. In other words, I want my faith to be the faith of Christ. Hmm? Where I will not trust anything or nothing else but God and his word. That's all I want to trust. How about you? What else do you want to trust? Hmm? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. That's what I want to trust. All right? So don't let nobody shake your faith. All right? Hold on. Hear what he said? What did he say? Be steadfast, my beloved brother. Be steadfast, unmovable. See? When you don't want nobody to shake your faith, you're going to stand right in, right? I'm going to believe God anyhow. If your child is sick, you hold on to faith for your child, don't you? Hmm? You pray day in and day out. You go to work, you're praying. Doing the work, you're praying. You're calling home all the time. See how the baby is. You know, you go to bed. You can't sleep at night because you're watching over your child, huh? Having that faith, vigil, having a visual about it, you see? This is what you have to do. Steadfast. Be unmovable. See? Always trust in God, huh? Oh, my God. Faith is the action word. And you have that faith today, okay? And remember this, I love you. And we can talk about faith all day and all night and all next week and the next week, too. I love to talk about faith, but I'm just going to give away to somebody else. We have Diana Dungey online, too. We have Pastor Sharon here. We have Bishop Porter here. We have Sister Diane tell you how the faith was working for her, too. And all, praise God. All right?
Amen, amen. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter today. I mean, you know what? We all need to walk in faith, and not just walking it one time, but be steadfast, always remembering that what God wants us to do. And then when we coincide with Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 28 and 29, say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when you're being steadfast, you got to remember that he's the one, God is the one will continue to make a way for you. God is the one that have brought you forth, brought you through many danger highway. He's the one that brought you through when you did not know what to do. He was there for you. And when you start looking over your life, you can say, look where God has brought me from. You can remember the mighty works of God. You remember he's the one that brought you. He's the one when your back was against the wall. You really did not know how you were going to make it, how you were going to do it. You did not even know. You did not even have the answer for the problem that you had. But it was all wrapped up in the Lord today, knowing that he's the one. He's the one that continue to tell us to depend on him, trust in him. Remember, he's the one. Faith comes by the word, right? And you have to believe the word of God. God's word never changes. His word doesn't say one thing today and tomorrow is something different. His word is for everlasting. It is provable. You can bank on the word of God. And according to the Hebrews, the 10th chapter says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. And see, that's another word right there. When he promised you something, he is what? He does not waver. He wants us to keep what? Know that his word is truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand today, standing on the promises of the Christ Jesus, standing on the word of God. Believe the prophet. Believe the prophet. Believe the word of the prophet of God. Believe the word that comes forth from your man or your woman of God, that God's speaking over your life. Believe the word of God. If God said he's going to work it out, that's the word. He'll work it out just for you. Go over when God has you in different dire situation, and the word of the Lord came through the man and the woman of God, that God said everything is all right. He's working it out just for you. You will not, he's going to allow you to be the overcomer. God said he blessing you. That's the word of God. Believe in the word of God, not what the world is showing you, not what the circumstances is manifesting around you, but you got to remember the word of God. A lot of times what I do is I reflect where God has brought me from. When the word came forth and I did not even know how it was going to be done, how it's going to work out, how God is going to do it. You know, sometimes God tell you to do something and you just trying to figure it out with your substance, what it can't do. But God send the word and let you know you can have it. I'm working it out. You don't even have to fret about it. I'm sending the right person in your direction, that every person, the people are in place just for you. And you be shivering in your little mind looking at what you have in your hands. But the word come and let you know that God said he's working it out for you. Believe the word of the prophet, the mouthpiece of God. Believe the word. If you don't believe it, you cannot receive it. You cannot receive it. You will not have that spirit of peace that rests upon you. You'll be walking up and down on the floor saying, my goodness, when? I don't know how. Some of us may be pulling our hair out. You trying to figure it out, but the word of God came for just for you today. That he's what? He's already working it out just for you. He's doing it even right now. And steadfast meaning you got to keep going. I don't care. Well, you know how the enemy usually send things and throw a delusion in front of you and you'll start panicking. But you know what? Believe the word today. Know that what God has promised you, it is it today. Believe the word. Believe the word. That's how we can become an overcomer. Remember with God, what God has done for you. We all have went through different situations in our life, and we know if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would not be here today. It didn't mean that everything was this laughy, laughy, and joy, joy, joy. There was some sorrow. There was some pain. There was some up. There was some down. There was some loss. There was some blessing. It was all mixed up in it together. But you know what? When I look over my life and saw and see where God has brought me from, I am so thankful for him today, because the word for a lot of people may not know the word, know what's happening around you, but God always sends a word just for you. You can send it to someone during the supermarket. He can send it while you're sitting down getting a manicure or pedicure. It doesn't matter where you may be at, but God will send that word just for you. So today, trust him. Believe the word. Don't believe the circumstances, but believe the word of God. Remember, God is the God of the past, the present, and the future. So be steadfast in the word. According to Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 58 said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding the work of the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Nothing you do for God is in vain. So stand in the word. Stand in the word today. Believe the word of the Lord. Believe your prophet. Believe the prophet. Believe the prophet. God said you're healed, you are healed. God said there's nothing wrong with you when you're going to the doctor. That is the word of the Lord. God said change your diet. That is the word of the Lord. Because a lot of times we want to hear about the car and the house, but we don't want to pay attention to the change of the what? The diet. We were told that too long time ago. My husband was told, keep away from that Pepsi. God say, stop drinking Pepsi. And believe me, my husband loved himself a Pepsi and a Big Mac. But I thank God, my God, I thank God for changing that. My goodness, it took a while now. It took a while, you know, for him to kind of, but once in a while, he tried to sneak back into that Pepsi. And I am the right man to remind him, remember the word of the Lord. You got to have somebody around you say, do you remember the word of the Lord from the prophet? Do you remember what God said? Now, he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, as your soul prosper now. So God say the word came right, but you got to follow the instruction. You want to be renewed by your youth, like an eagle, right? You want your youth to be renewed like an eagle. Well, eagle, children don't drink soda. Not really. Babies don't drink soda, y'all. So think about it. God cares about your inside, and he cares about your affair. So I always remind him, remember the word? It was 10 years ago. But you know what? The word is just like yesterday. Hallelujah. So don't just say that was for back then. No, it's still for today. So remember, believe the word. Believe the word. Believe the word and make the change. Why? Because God, he cares about you. And remember now, hold fast. Keep believing the word. Remember when you're in the lowest of low. Remember what God has done for you. Remember when you did not know how to pay that bill, how God came through just for you. I was trying to encourage my sister, and she told me, simple, it's easily said than done. You know, it's easily said than done. But I said, well, let me let you know this much. Yes, it's easily said than done. But I found out for myself that if you need God to move for you, you need to believe his word. Remember his word. Nothing has happened to you, and you made it right. You thought it was so bad, and you made it right. You didn't know how you were going to do this and that, but you made it, right? So when you look at it like that, you can trust the word of God. He'll work it out just for you. Now, you may feel like he's taking a long, 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 long time, but you know what? You, the one, got to stand and say, God, I need it by 11:59, okay? And you by 12 o'clock, and this is 11:59, and you're like, Lord, Lord, Lord. But you know what? Rest in him. Rest in the word. Rest in the word of God. And you know what? You never know. If you pay attention, God already was talking to someone to move on your behalf. But you can't be so snappy, snappy now. When you snappy, snappy, what do you want? You know, you're so snappy and grouchy, don't want to answer your phone. Hey, you may be missing your blessing because God touching that person to call you to see what it is you need. So be blessed today. Be blessed. Be blessed today. And know that God is on your side.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Dungy.
Hallelujah. What an awesome word today. What an awesome topic today, faith. You know, faith is, in my book, I call them, faith is no accident. Faith is not an accident. You have to pursue faith. You have to be able to really want to trust in what God is saying. And like a Pastor Sharon was saying, you don't know where or who God is going to use. God's working behind the scenes right now on each and every one of us, our behalf. He's pulling levers. He's talking to people. He's setting up some things. All he wants us to do is trust him. Trust him in his word. Trust him that what he says that he's going to do, he's going to do it. We live in a microwave lifestyle. We want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. But we have to do it on God's time. We have to wait on God because that's the only way it's going to work out. Now, we can go ahead of God and we can start trying to fix things ourselves, and we'll find ourselves in a bigger hole than we was before. So we have to trust God. And I just want to share 12 Bible verses that we can stand on to have faith in God when we're going through hard times. If you feel like writing them down, the first one is Isaiah 43:2. He said he'll be with us when we go through deep waters. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. Psalms 37:5, he says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. Romans 8:18 says, the pain that you've been feeling cannot compare to the joy that's coming. Hallelujah. Proverbs 31:25, she is clothed in strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Praise God. Joshua 1:9, God says, be bold and be brave and be courageous. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there is time for everything and a reason for every activity under the heavens. Everything that happens to us is for a reason. God doesn't make mistakes. I just hear God say, it's necessary. It's necessary. Whatever it's going through, it's going to build us up and bring us closer to God if we allow it to. Isaiah 41:10 says, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Now, Apostle will talk about victory today. And you know, the church is the city of victory. That's the name of the church. So God is talking about victory all across the board today. Victory for Apostle, victory for Bishop, victory for Pastor Sharon, victory for Minister Benjamin, victory for Deacon Michael, victory for each and every one of you on the line today and those that are all connected to us. Victory for me today. I'm standing in agreement with you. Isaiah 66:9, he says, I will not cause pain without allowing something new to be born, says the Lord. So sometimes we have to go through pain in order to receive the newness of the victory, the love, the blessing that God has for us. Psalms 91:4, he says, I will cover you with his, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. So no matter what we're going through, God is right there with us. He's covering us. Sometimes he even carries us. So we have to recognize that we are never alone in all of this. If we just trust God, if we just keep seeking his face, keep praising him, you know, he said sometimes we have to call things that are not as though they are. So even though it seems like we're at the deepest and darkest part of our life, if we start seeing it as the lightest part, then it will soon become the lightest part. Hallelujah. Psalm 62, 1 and 2 says, my soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. Hallelujah. Encourage your spirit, man, today. My soul finds rest in God alone. There's nobody else that we can depend on. Nobody that knows our ending from our beginning but God. He created us. He already has our life and our journey already mapped out. He knows where we're going before we get there. He knows what we think before we think it. So he said, just trust me. Just trust me, because he alone is our rock and our salvation. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. We couldn't even wake up this morning if God hadn't bring life into our body. We cannot do anything apart from the Lord. A lot of people feel like that they decided to wake up. I asked for God one time. He said he didn't believe in God. I said, well, who do you think you woke? Who woke you up this morning? He said, I just decided I was tired of sleeping and I woke up. I said, look, all I can do is pray for you, brother. Because, you know, you got your mind set, but I just loose the spirit of adoption over him and anyone else that doesn't believe in God. And I ask God to give them the will to want to know him and serve him. So when you're going through a hard time, when it seems too big for you, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. It'll be like the little red bus. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can. I can because God can, and because the greater one lives and resides inside of me. And when things come against you on this outside world, you say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And the last one, Jeremiah 29:11, God says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. No, our Daddy God wants the best for us. He said he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. And then he confirms it in Jeremiah 29:11. He said the plans he has for us, our plans are good. He doesn't want to wish any bad on us. But sometimes the things have to become our way in order us to recognize how big our God is, how faithful he is, how loving he is. He said the plans that he has for us are plans to prosper us and not harm us. So whatever happens, whatever goes on in our life, we have to recognize it. God is still on the throne. He is sitting high. He's looking low. He sees everything that's going on with us. But he's waiting to see if we're going to trust him to take care of us. Are we going to be like a little baby? We give it to him, then we want to take it back, then we give it to him again, then we take it back. Eventually, he just stands there. He folds his arms. He said, okay, when you finally tired of trying to do it yourself, then I'm still here to fix it for you. But I'm not going to keep on playing games with you. Either you're going to trust me or you're not. And I'm speaking to the choir. For I know the plans, he says, I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So faith today is trusting God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what man says it is to be or we perceive it to be. We got to have faith. We have to stand firm. We can't shake and shackle. We got to stand firm on the word. If you get weak, read the word. Stand on these 12 scriptures I just gave you. Read them out loud every day. And I guarantee your spirit man will be uplifted. Your faith will increase. and you'll have a spirit of peace reside on you. All the worry and the stress will be released when we trust in God, because faith is not an accident. We have to pursue it. We have to let it overcome us. Amen. So I just thank you guys for allowing me to get my little piece today, and I just love my apostle and my bishop and all the rest of my family and everyone on the line. I just thank God for each and every one of you guys, and I pray that whatever is going on in your life today, that you just turn it over to God, lay it down at his feet, and just say, Daddy God, take care of it. And he's going to do just that. Amen. Be blessed.
All right. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Dungy, for them beautiful amen sayings, and also for them scriptures, because it's so true. You know now, the scriptures and have been given to you. You have heard the word about faith, and now you have to stand on what you have heard. He said, not only this be a hearer of the word, but be a doer. Now, faith is trusting, praise God, what you have heard, amen, and believe God.
Amen.
He said, let every devil and man be a lie, but his word be true, praise the Lord. And as Pastor Dungy was ministering and giving her scriptures, the Lord led me to James 1st chapter, verse 3, saying, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, it's easy when everything is going well, praise God. Family doing well, praise God, and no problems, your body's not aching. But now, can we really know the depths of our character until we see how we react under pressure? That's what I want to bring out, praise God. How you react under pressure, praise God, when all hell done broke loose in your life. Can you trust God? Praise God through it all. Amen. It's easy, amen, when everything going well. Praise God. You hadn't got that bad phone call, amen, from afar, from a family member or whatever. Praise God. And you got money in the bank, and you can pay your tithes. You can, praise God, your everything going well with your job. But, that bad situation, can you believe, amen, that God can turn that bad situation and make some good at it? Do you believe that he can turn a negative into a positive? Praise God, that he will bring you out of every situation. And here's the thing, that if he did it of the year of 2017, why he can't do it this year of 2018? Praise God. And if he hear you last month, 6 months ago, why he can't hear you now? Praise the Lord. He's the same God. Praise God. He said by his stripes, we are already healed. We are already delivered and set free. Am I right? Praise God. He declared in his word that he sent his word and healed them. And by his stripes, we are already healed. We are already delivered. He's not going to do his work over again. Praise the Lord. Instead of complaining about our struggles now, and we know we do that, am I right? Come on now, help me somebody. We'll complain, start them whimping and crying. And so this is way the Lord is leading me to James, this first chapter, verse 3 again. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. See, we have to have some patience. Now, your trials and tribulation may be 2 weeks, it may be 2 months, it may be 2 years. Oh, y'all done got quiet on me now. Help me somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. God don't count his days and time like we do. The Bible say one day is as 1,000 years in the eyesight of God, and one day is as 1,000 years. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Praise the Lord. So now the trying of your faith work is what? Patience. Praise the Lord. Praise God. But verse 4 says, but let patience have her perfect work. That perfect means complete. That you may be perfect means complete and entire, wanting nothing. Praise God. He will bring you out. Praise God. If he spoke it, he said, when you are in the water, you will not be overflowing. You got to believe that. He's not going to let you drown. When you are in the fire, he said, you will not be burned. If he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he'll be with you. Praise the Lord. He will bring you out. He said, you will not be burned. Am I right? See, so we wanting nothing. Praise God. He's always there. And verse 6 say, but let him ask in faith. Whatever we need, we got to ask in faith. And that brings us back to our subject today in Hebrews chapter 10, praise the Lord, and verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without what? Wavering. For he is faithful that promise. Praise the Lord. He'll do it. Praise God. Oh, you believe God? Amen. Trust him. Praise God. And he will, amen, bring you out. He will do great things. He is a miracle worker with wonders to be performed. Praise the Lord. Am I right? Praise God. So he's always right there. We can thank God, oh God, for his promises to be with us in rough times. Praise God. You know, you can praise yourself out of a mess. Praise God. And God will bring you out. Amen. But he wants us to just trust him. Amen. And that waving means, amen. Don't be, you're one way one day, and then you're something else. Praise God, in the next hour or so. Praise God. So we got to stand fast. Praise God. And Paul said, after we have done all, he says, stand. Praise God. And if we stand fast, praise God, and trusting and believing in the word of God. Praise God, he will bring us out. Amen. Ain't you glad about it today that we serve, amen, a right now God. Praise God. It's easy to be kind now. Praise God. Like I say, to others, especially when things going good. But when all things is not going so well, amen, how you treat people then? Come on, somebody. Come on now, help me somebody. Praise God. I don't know who I'm talking to. Praise God. But he says his word would not go out and return to him void. Praise God. Amen. 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 He wants to bring you up. You know, I was when he and working, amen, in the on this earth, and when he was walking, praise God, on this earth, and then when he was dealing with those, praise God, had ailments, and he asked them, will you be made whole? Do you believe? Praise God. That was the question that our Lord and Savior asked. Do you believe that I can do this? And they say, yes, Lord, I believe. Praise God. And then he laid hands on them. He said, you believe. You believe it? Praise God. It's done. Praise God. Why? Because they believe. Praise God. The word of the Lord. Praise God. Whatever it is, amen, God is able today to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us, because greater that is in us than he that is in the word of God. Oh, thank God, amen, that he is always there. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you till the end of the world. Ain't you glad about it, amen, that we serve, amen, a right now God, amen. He is God of the living and not of the dead. Praise God. And I thank God when you call on him, he is, amen. He will hear and answer prayer. He said, while you yet calling, he said, he will answer. He said, while you yet speaking, he will hear. I'm glad, amen, that God is in control. Ain't you glad he's in control of your life? Praise God. And we can look to him, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, because there is no God like thee. Praise God. He's none, praise God, like our Lord and Savior. Oh, I thank God. I've been listening at you, Pastor Daniel, when she said about the man that didn't believe in God. And then, you know, I had one time say he was an atheist. And he told me, He said, no, I don't believe in God. And so I didn't try to talk to him about the scriptures because he said he didn't believe in God. I didn't try to talk to him about God and because he said he didn't believe in God. So he asked me again, said, well, what you say about it? I looked at him and I said, I want to ask you one question. He said, what's that? I said, do you believe you're going to die? He answered me, yet. Come on, somebody help me here now. The God that we serve, he says, appointed once for man to die. And after death, going to be the judgment. Oh, he said, every knee going to bow. Every tongue going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, that's come from the greatest to the least. Oh, am I right about it? Oh, thank God that we are in the right thing. We serve, amen, a risen Savior. He's not God of the dead. He's God of the living. Praise God. And that same power, that same spirit, praise God, that rose Jesus from the dead will quicken our mortal body. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Ain't you glad that you're not mixed up, you're not tangled up, you're not tied up? Praise God. Oh, you're not in no religion. We are in a relationship with our Lord and our Savior. Praise God. Oh, we can't fail. Praise God. I thank God that we serve a God that he said he got power to lay his life down and he got power to pick it up again. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Oh, how many know that it is one baptism, but many refill it? Oh, he's filling somebody right now. I want to say to you, Mr. Benjamin, be encouraged today. Praise God. Amen. And I want to say this scripture again in James chapter 1, verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Oh, praise God. Just have some patience. Wait on the Lord. Amen. He may not come when you call him, but he's always on time. Oh, he's never late. Oh, ain't you glad about it today? Praise God. Oh, somebody, oh, God, is being encouraged right now. Praise God. And this is what it's all about. Praise God. To encourage your heart, to let you know. That's why he put us down here together, to encourage ye one another. He said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. He have no respect of person. Praise God. Ain't no big eyes and no little U's in Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Oh, we serve somebody that loves us. Praise God. You may be called the black sheep of the family, but one thing I know, Jesus loves you. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise God. I'm glad about it today. And he loves each and every one of us with an everlasting love. He's always right there with outstretched arms saying, whosoever will, let him come. And he said, if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. Oh, ain't you glad about that today? Come on, somebody. Oh, somebody ought to call in today. Praise the Lord. Somebody ought to call in today. Praise God. You may want to share a testimony, or you may want us to pray with you, or praise God, with a family member, praise God, or whatever the situation may be. Amen. This is why we're here. Praise God. We have a few more minutes here. Amen. To pray with you, praise God, or whatever you need. Amen. God got it. Praise God. Oh, I thank God, amen, for that. Praise God, because he is a heavy load sharer. He is a burden bearer. He will bring us out. Amen. We can bring our burdens to the Lord, and we can leave them. Amen. We can leave them with him today. Praise God. And you done tried it and tried to work it out. You done tried to fix it. Amen. And it's, amen. And it's still, it could get worse instead of any better. But, oh, when you turn it completely over, amen, to our Lord and our Savior, praise God, he will, amen, work it out. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God that he will work it out. Praise God. Thank God, amen, for our Lord and Savior. Praise God. He wants us to have the best of everything, and I'm glad about that today. Praise God. He wants to give us that peace. Praise God. But you got to trust God. I was looking here in Hebrews verse 20, 22 and chapter 10, he said, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. A full, not half, but full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Praise God. The same way we do it in the natural, it's the same in the spirit. Oh, praise God. Because the Lord search our hearts, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Praise God. People judge the outer appearance. But ain't you glad that we serve a God that know all about us? Praise God. And he made us. Praise God. Oh, and then he said in verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Praise God. For he is faithful that promise. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. That's enough to make you shout right there. Praise God. He's faithful that promise. Praise God. Even those, oh God, that are always talking about you, trying to scandalize your name and all matter of evil against you. Praise God. Oh, he said, vengeance in mine, said the Lord. Oh, praise God. He said, pray for them that despitefully use you, talk about it, and do all matter of evil against you. Praise God. If Jesus said if they've done it to a green tree, they'll do it to a driver. They'll do it to you and I. Am I right? Oh, we ought to know now. Amen. What he went through. But I thank God, amen, that he paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it, whiter than snow. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, that he will, amen, do great things in our life. For he is faithful to that promise. And let us not consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not forsaking to assembling ourselves together. This is why we come together in the church. Praise the Lord. Amen. We come together, amen, to share with one another. Praise God, and to fellowship and to lift up, amen, his holy, righteous, and everlasting name. Praise the Lord. Amen. There is nothing, amen, that God can do, can't do. Oh, I thank God for it. Praise God. I'm glad, amen. He said that the peace, praise God, he wants to give us that inner peace. And he can give you peace right in the midst of a storm. Amen. Storms just keep coming. Oh, praise God, in our lives. Praise God. Oh, but will your anchor hold? Praise God. Amen. You know, the weatherman is there to let you know that the storm is coming. And we get buckled down. We get all prepared and get ready. Praise God for that storm. But, oh, it bypassed. Praise God. And ain't that just like God? Praise God. You done got yourself all braced and you're looking for the big hit. And all of a sudden, oh, he said, when I see the blood, oh, come on, somebody. He said, I'll pass you by. Oh, I'm glad about it today, man. He'll bring you right out of that storm. Amen. He'll do it. Praise God. We have a call? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Mm-hmm. For, amen, giving us that peace. Praise God. Amen. That peace. That peace. Praise God. Amen. We are victorious today. We're not victims, but we are victorious. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad that we are more than a conqueror through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Are you fully persuaded today in your mind? Praise God. This is where you got to be fully persuaded. You got to be fully persuaded. Paul said, I am fully persuaded. Praise God. Oh, I'm glad about it today. Amen. What about you? You got to be fully persuaded. Praise God, in your mind. Praise God. Thank God, amen. He who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, a famine, nakedness, a perils, a sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, for we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. See there? Oh, he loves us. Praise God. He loves us. Praise God. But we have an adversary. We know that the enemy, praise God, he's out to kill, steal, and then destroy. But thank God, amen. Let's more, amen, concentrate, amen, and let's dwell more on the words of Jesus. He didn't stop there. He said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord. For I am persuaded, see there, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that's enough to make you shout. Praise God. Amen. I thank God. Amen. David, praise God. He said, oh, he said, in my prosperity, I say, I shall not be moved. Praise God. I done been all now through my hard time. Amen. I've been down, now I'm up. Praise God. Oh, I can shout now. Praise God. Amen. Oh, when prosperity time come. Praise God. Oh, can we shout there? Oh, but can we shout? Can we going through? Uh-huh. Or do you look down? Oh, man. Or do you have you lost your joy? Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. So that's when our faith should kick in, praise God. And then we have should dwell on something, amen, that God have spoken, amen, to energize us. Like that energized bunny we see on TV. Praise God. Praise God. Some words should come up, praise God, in the inner man. Praise God. Something ought to tell us to go ahead. Praise God. Everything going to be all right. Praise God. Amen. He'll do it. Praise God. I say he will do it. Yeah, he'll do it. He will bring you out. Amen. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Amen. And oh, we ought to know that the word of God is fulfilling on you and I. Praise God. It is fulfilling on you and I. Praise God. Amen. So it's nothing new under the sun. He said you're going to hear about rumors and wars, earthquakes and divers places, and I mean all kind of situations and things that's going on now in different in divers places, in different states and countries, and all kind of disasters is breaking out. All kind of stuff is going on now in our society today. But ain't you glad, amen, that Jesus said in his word that we are in the world, but we're not of it. He have appointed and anointed and has set us apart for his glory. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God, amen. Oh, and I thank God, amen, for a fresh fire anointing over this prayer line, amen. From the crown of our head to the soles of our very feet. Praise God. And I thank God for you, you, and you, just taking time out of your busy schedule to just to tune in. Amen. And we thank God for you, you, and you. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Heaven continue to smile on you. Oh, they say I got more time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, they want to work. They want to work me today. Praise God. But peace that Jesus gives, praise God. That's the faith that he wants us to have in him. Not as the world gives it. He said, in the world, you're going to have trials and tribulations. He said, but be of good cheer. The peace I give unto you, not as the world gives it. Praise the Lord. I'm glad about that today. You know, now we got to get in sync. Come on now. We got to get in sync with our Lord and our Savior, each and every one of us. We got to get in. What do you mean by get in sync, Bishop? Get in sync with the word. You know, Pastor Dungeons was giving out them scriptures, beautiful scriptures, and I hope you wrote them down. Praise God. And when you read them, then you got to work on with them. Praise God. Do something. Amen. Faith without works is dead. You got to do something. Faith is action. Praise God. Amen. You say you love me, you do it with deeds. Amen. So we say we love Jesus, then show him you love him. Amen. Trust his word. Praise God. And everything, praise God, will be all right. We should expect continued tension in the world. Praise God. Amen. The world ain't going to give us no peace. Praise God. You know, if you're going to try to operate, praise God, with the world system, you out of sync with Jesus Christ. Come on now, help me somebody. Amen. Am I right? So, amen. Trust the good news. And this good news, amen, is Jesus Christ. We're giving you some good news. We're not giving you gossip. Man, ain't you tired of hearing gossip? You read the newspaper, amen, bad news. You look at the news on television, bad news. Praise God, nothing good. Praise God, your favorite team done lost, amen, in sports. Come on, you want some, amen, good news. Amen, and when we talk about Jesus, amen, it's good news. Praise God, ain't no sadness about him. Amen, praise the Lord. He want to bring you out of depression. Amen. He want to turn that moaning into dancing. This is what he did for David. Come on, somebody. Oh, he want to turn your moaning into some laughter. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Oh, God bless you. Praise God. Oh, because we are in sync with him, everything going to be all right. Oh, praise God. In sync with Jesus Christ. Praise God. God bless you today. We're going to turn it over to Sister Diane. God bless you. Bishop, love you. And Jesus do too.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, Pastor Sharon, and Pastor Dungey. I tell you, faith, faith, I tell you. Yeah, we just had to make Bishop Porter work since it's been how many months he, you know, haven't been on the broadcast, you know. So he was just in here sweating a whole lot, you know. But it's all love. No, when it comes to the word of God, it's all love because God is nothing but love. We thanking you for tuning in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. Share it with a friend. Share it with your enemy. Go ahead and give them the number, 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Some awesome listening, awesome word coming forth each and every Wednesday and Thursday. You just never know what word is going to come, whether it's healing, deliverance. I mean, just the word just keep coming forth. Just trust and believe in the word today. And if any which way you would love to bless the man or woman of God, you could go ahead and you can send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can go ahead and visit our website, which is LOGION, capital I, capital M, capital I, and hit that donate button. Again, that's capital O, that's LOGION, capital I, capital M, capital I.com, and hit that donate button. Till then, you be blessed. And you know what? Don't forget now, tomorrow, and you all know every Friday night we have that calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. So be blessed today.
mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that bed,
when I let go. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.